And we really make every effort we can to get in touch with victims of crime, in particular, you know, sexual assault, domestic violence, and stalking cases. Our office also follows up on aggravated assault, on homicides, and we try to get in touch with them and serve as a liaison between them and the criminal justice system.
Why is that important? Why do you need a liaison? Because it seems like if you call mm-hmm. the police and say, look, I just got robbed and...
The process can be completely overwhelming for people. You know, first of all, they've just had a major trauma. They've been assaulted. They've been hurt. They've been injured. You know, they probably have dealt with law enforcement and they don't know what to do next. And then they're also now getting in touch with the prosecutors and the court system, and it can just be completely overwhelming. So our office, our advocates try to make sure that their voice is heard in that system with whatever they want. We fully support them if, you know, if they decide they want to pursue charges or if they don't. We believe in an empowerment model. So we support the victim no matter what they want and try to make sure that they're aware of what their options are, that there are people out there that can help them, and then make sure that their voice is heard throughout the process, whether it's through the courts or through law enforcement or through the prosecutor's office.
And Kimberly, you deal primarily with sexual assault victims, and those are victims who often don't want to go through the process because they have heard it is so traumatic for them to do that.
Right. We try to encourage folks that reporting, sort of the word reporting, oftentimes leads people to think that that means reporting to law enforcement. And while that is important, if that's something that someone chooses to do, reporting can really mean on campus, specifically going to Curry Health Center and the Student Advocacy Resource Center and reporting to an advocate there and talking out options in terms of what one step further reporting might be, and or if there are any counseling, crisis counseling, psychotherapy, any other options. There are groups for survivors. So reporting can mean more than just reporting, making a police report or an Office of Public Safety report.
And it may not mean making a police report.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because victims, one thing that they don't want to happen is to be re-victimized mm-hmm. by the system. And mm-hmm. that's really why you all exist, mm-hmm. isn't it, is to keep that yeah. from happening.
Missoula has actually, I think, a pretty outstanding network of providers who are there to help victims of crime. Unless you are the victim of the crime, you may not know about it. And so, you know, the YWCA has a 24-hour crisis line. SARC has a crisis line.
SARC is the Assault Recovery Center.
Yeah, although their name has changed.
Yeah, it's now Student Advocacy Resource Center.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They both have crisis lines. You know, our office, the Crime Victim Advocate Program, follows up. You know, we help with orders of protection as well as the criminal side of things within the court system. And all of us work together, and we work with law enforcement, and we work with the prosecutors or not, you know, whatever the case may be, to make sure that people can get the services that they need.
The national statistic from the Board of Crime Control says that more than half of violent crimes go unreported. But those people could still come to you, could they not?
Oh, definitely. So I'm actually I work more on the order of protection side of things, what we call the civil side of things. So doing crisis counseling and helping with orders of protection, which are most commonly known as restraining orders. The majority of people that come in to get one of those have never reported. It's basically they just come in, they're afraid. There has to be the fear of bodily harm, and they're afraid. They've never called law enforcement for one reason or another, and but they need a judge's order to keep this person away from them to be safe.
Kimberly, when you're doing this kind of work, what's your satisfaction? How do you measure that?
You know, I think getting students involved, my new work, I just started at the university three-quarter time in January, and I think having students involved in reaching out, speaking out, standing up. We're working on bystander intervention training is our big thing right now. So if you are in a situation where there's potential risky behavior and you can stay safe in intervening, then that's what we're working on right now. And so just having students working on this issue and moving forward with prevention efforts makes me the happiest in my job.
And Erin, I assume that you help victims reclaim some power that they feel they've lost, right?
Well,
it must be
the most powerless
feeling.
Yeah, we hope to. I mean, and for many people, that could take a variety of forms depending on the person. You know, it could be being able to make decisions for the first time in their life. It could be being able to live their life without fear, you know, not having to keep the house spotless for an abuser, or, you know, keep the kids quiet all the time. It, you know, power comes in many forms, and we really hope that it's up to each individual to find that for themselves. But our hope is that we can be there to help support them and find the avenue that helps them find that the best. Because really it has to come from within.
There were 37,000 Montanans victims of crime. These, I assume, are reported crimes, not to mention all the ones that weren't reported. And that's a lot of Montanans who could avail themselves of these services if they feel that they would like to do that.
Yeah, we hope they do. I mean, our office does try to follow up on every reported crime, a violent crime that happens in Missoula. But, yeah, we know that there are probably five times at least as many that go unreported, and we want to make sure that they know that there are options. You know, the news tends to focus on the negative and what we don't have, but really Missoula has a pretty good support system for people if they choose to reach out and look for services.
And certainly in sexual assault, the vast majority go unreported.
Yes, and just to quote some statistics that for university-aged demographic, 18 to 25, one in four women will be sexually assaulted, and one in 16 men will experience some unwanted sexual experience within their college career of that age group. So that's a pretty resounding statistic that I think through prevention, I'm hoping we can lower those numbers over a shorter period of time than longer.
And for those who are unfortunately victims, there is help available, and that's what you all are involved in. And I have been speaking with Erin Kautz, who's with the Missoula City County Crime Victim Advocate Office, and with Kimberly Campbell, who's the University of Montana Assault Prevention Coordinator. And next week is National Crime Victims Rights Week, and a good week to remind people that these services are available. Thank you both so much.
Thanks
Thank
for
you
having
for having us.
Yeah.